Republican convention organizers in St. Paul, Minnesota are making changes in convention plans to cram 4 days' worth of speeches into 3 days. Organizers held a truncated business-only session yesterday, so there were no political discourses while Gustav pounded the Gulf Coast. An address by President George W. Bush was scrapped as he visited Texas to oversee relief efforts.
Meanwhile, Republican candidate for Vice President Sarah Palin told the campaign that her 17-year-old daughter is pregnant, once again raising the issue of pro-life choice in the run-up to the November election. Mark Strickertz is a political writer and author. He says despite enthusiasm for Obama and media attention on Palin's family concerns, social issues will still dog the Democrats in the elections.
I think the attitude is very positive. They love Sarah Palin. They feel like they finally were given a political bone, you might speak, someone who really represents their interests. So that in that sense, the choice of Sarah Palin has energized the Republican activists, social conservatives, and even the fiscal conservatives. So I think that the tone would be much better than it had been if, say, John McCain had picked Joseph Lieberman, a senator from Connecticut who's pro-choice, or Tom Ridge, the former governor of Pennsylvania, pro-choice Republican governor, and who was also head of the Homeland Security. But things were looking up, maybe certainly better for the Republicans than they had been a couple weeks ago. The social issues will continue to hurt the Democrats in the national election because just the extent to which Republicans play up this issue of President Senator Obama voting against his Born Alive Infant Protection Act when he was a state senator in 2003 in Illinois, it could hurt him in a big way